This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
You're right. I'll get one too tomorow.
All right, you want to come with me?
Yeah, can we do a double?
Do you want the pine cone, or do you want to do something?
While he's doing you right-handed, he can do me left-handed. That sounded horrible. Oh,
on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Stay home. Don't go anywhere. Mick Schaefer's with us right now on Almost Entirely Sports. This is how we're ending the night. Listen, the ice and rain and snow particles vomiting from the sky, you don't need to be in that. If you're driving in the car right now hearing this, go home. Go home, make yourself a drink, and listen to us talking to Mick Schaefer.
How many people, though, actually listen to the radio in their homes? I don't.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
You do. You're in the business. But, I mean, I always listen in the car and then never at home.
You guys
100%?
Just old 0%. School radios just in your house?
Yeah, just one of the big.
It's got a big antenna.
Yeah. I've got a tuner. I could go to it, but I just never do.
What do you mean a tuner?
Like a big tuner. That's where like a surround sound kind of goes into. We've got the TV goes into it.
Sure.
It's a Bluetooth, right? It's hook your phones up to it.
We have the FM room, and you go back into the little room where we route
the rack
stuff.
Room. Yeah,
the rack room. We've got like a tuner in there where we can change the station.
Sure.
So when we route stuff, like we have an FM tuner.
So I can listen to terrestrial radio. I can listen to satellite if I wasn't too cheap to pay for it. got the Bluetooth. We got a TV going into there. We've got a couple other components. Yeah, the Blu-ray player. It just all goes through that.
This is a bad admission because of the industry that I work in, but I don't know if I could get terrestrial radio from home if you gave me all the money in the world. Like, I don't – I have a physical alarm clock that I bought because I'm paranoid about my phone not working.
Yeah.
But it's not a radio clock or whatever. Yeah. It just has lights and buzzes.
Yeah.
I don't have a way to play DVDs.
Really?
I don't have a way to play VHS.
That's the future. We barely play DVDs anymore. It's just my daughter.
Yeah.
Anymore.
My laptop doesn't have a CD player of any sort. Everything is every. If it doesn't come through my phone,
fine. You're living in 2020, maybe a little 2030, but that's
a little
where 2030
in
where it's all going. That's a fine admission.
We talked about this sometime last week, but like my general hunch in general is to accept all technology and want all technology, and I have no interest in lying to myself about Apple or Google or Amazon or Facebook or the government not having any of my information.
You're fine with it. They've got it all.
Fingerprints, Face ID. China's got it. Russia has it.
Allow location? App. Absolutely allow location.
Pokemon Go definitely knows where I am right now.
Well, I'm at that point where it's like we've gone so
you
far
turn
into
mic up, Rudy.
It. We've gone so far into it that it's just basically like at this point, why do I care?
Yeah. Like, I'm in.
We're too far past
that threshold. I can't get my like technology virginity back. So for you, the question is there a threshold technologically, not sexually? We can get to that second segment. Is there a threshold technologically that you have not passed or you anticipate yourself refusing to pass?
Give me some examples here.
I got an Apple Watch for my birthday.
I don't have that, although my wife and my daughter have one. I looked the other day, I'm like, all right, that would be kind of cool. A year or so ago, I'd be like, what, you really? You need to see the text on your wrist. You can't look at your phone.
Yep.
And so there's still a little bit of that in me, but there's other stuff you can do. I mean, it's a Fitbit kind of too, right?
It
keeps track of a lot of stuff, kind of a heart monitor type thing and steps and all that. And so I'm like, you know what? Okay, I could see myself. I don't have one yet, but I could see myself. When satellite radio came out, I was like, why? Why? Why would you pay for free radio?
Yeah.
I got satellite radio in my wife's car now, so I don't have it in mine. I'm still an old school kind of. I'm an AM guy.
That's what I'm trying to feel out here.
Yeah.
The one frontier that we figured was that all of the eye wearable technology, the Google Glass, the Snapchat goggles, all those things.
Those look stupid as hell.
They're
still
all
to me.
Too
that's
goofy.
That's still in the goofy, stupid range.
But if in 3 years I was wearing a pair of Apple glasses or whatever, because you know they're going to get the design right, mm-hmm. they're just going to be some white
frames.
If it was glasses.
Just contacts. Like, I have contacts in right
that,
now.
You keep pitching the contact thing. I don't think we're there yet.
We're obviously not there yet.
I don't think we're as close as you think we are.
We're going to get there, but that, like, that's ultimately what it's going to be. It's basically just a contact, or it's not honestly even a contact. Like I told you, it's a chip, and it just pops it all up.
How long before
what's happening?
How long before your debit card is a chip in your wrist?
So that's sooner. So there are companies now. Like, you get a chip implanted into your wrist, and like that's how you.
We're going to be the robots.
Like, that's security.
So we're going to be the robots.
If I'm going to pitch you an idea, and you just tell me if you sign up for this.
That's the last thing. Humans are the last technology.
Oh,
here's what we'll turn into technology. Actual humans.
We're wearing it, but right now you hop in the shower, you get full naked. Are you never nude, Mick?
No, I'm not a never nude. I'm an often nude.
Frequently nude.
Yes.
Interesting. Windows open? What's the?
I'm fine with it.
All right.
And there's trees around, and I know my neighbors, and you know what? This is
if
my
neighbor comes
my domain.
What are they looking for? If not that,
it's my domain.
That's a great point. I'm offering you this. So you can hop in the shower. You can prance around your living room in your birthday suit,
mm-hmm.
and you will be technology free. You can physically do that. But if I tell you, I'm injecting chips right now, okay? Thumb, home key. Just put it up to your door, unlocks. Finger, car key. Your car will start whenever you touch a button with your index finger. Middle finger, it's your key fob to get into work. You can just right there like that. Ring finger, it's your debit card. Pinky finger, how about a credit card? Right there. Your left hand now has. You can get rid of
all of that.
This garbage here, gone.
You wouldn't need any like chip in there, right? You could just do fingerprint technology, right?
So
I guess. Yes.
Again, so again,
I guess.
So yes. Don't put a chip in me. I get rid of keys.
Is that the difference?
Maybe.
If I give you five, like, you have reprogrammable chips, you can change them. When this card expires, you don't have to lop off your pinky.
Yeah.
You know, you can reprogram
it. Cut that finger off, put a new one on. No big deal.
We might be at that point also.
I think though, but again,
you're down for fingerprints, not chips.
Yeah.
I think we're at the point where it's like that, but it is just one chip, and you have an app on your phone, and that one chip has everything on it.
So I would do that.
It's just like it's the one finger controls your card, your home, your car keys, it's getting into work, and you just have it. All the information is also just like on some app on your phone. I think that's where we're eventually going to be.
I
think that's probably the next step.
I don't want any technology embedded in my body.
I've just decided.
I've been thinking the last 10 seconds. No, it's too much.
What if you're an old man, Mick, and you trip and you fall and your hip breaks and they get in there with some rods and some screws and stuff.
You know what? It's been a good run then.
You're going to just put a curtain up and put me down like a racehorse?
Oh, I see. Some rods and screws. I'm good with that. Sure, yeah. But not like any sort of tracking device or anything that pays stuff or could pay money for.
Is basically just a tracking device.
That is
pacemaker's technology. You need that? You want to
just... It has a serial number.
There might be some exceptions here. Although, you know, if everybody had something, it would be hard to commit murder if everybody had something in their wrist, right? We would always know.
God.
We know that guy was there.
Yeah,
it was him.
Yeah.
That has ruined every true crime podcast forever. And also, I do think that's how every
evil
politician
starts. That's
a good
thing about it. It's harder to get away with murder. That's one of the biggest advantages of technology these days.
That's true.
Yeah.
I watch all these true crime. I love it.
Did you watch the Aaron Hernandez one yet?
No, I can't wait to.
Spoiler alert.
My wife said, let's watch it tonight. I'm like, absolutely. It's the first thing we've watched together since. It's the first thing we watch together.
I don't want to ruin this, but Josh, do you know the ending of it yet?
Go ahead, Rudy. Go ahead, land the joke. Go ahead.
He dies.
You feel good about that?
I do.
I will not. So the day he died was the day of the first ever. I don't know if it's A10 still sponsors the roast. They had a Christian Okoye roast out at Ameristar, and Stephen St. John hosted it. And I'm not going to say it now, but it was maybe one of the top 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Just letting everyone know that Aaron Hernandez has passed.
Not saying it that way. There was a punchline there. It's okay because you know he's a murderer.
It's true.
That's fair.
But so I will not. I'll tell you guys during the break.
That's great. I would love that. Next week we can talk to you about if you feel guiltier about laughing at that joke after seeing the documentary. little docuseries.
Yeah, I heard it like he had some daddy issues.
It sounds like he had every issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then also I mean, ended up killing people, which, you know.
That would seem to check out. And I imagine the hits to the head as starting
help.
As a young child.
Didn't
probably,
help, I bet.
Probably didn't help.
I haven't seen it, but I bet that didn't help.
Yeah.
You know what I never think about people with every conceivable issue? Oh, this would get better if they got hit in the head 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, that seems – I'm guessing that there's going to be some more – Have you seen it, Rudy?
I have not seen it yet.
So that
no.
dumbass joke you mm-hmm. made was also someone who hasn't seen it.
100%.
Or does he live at the end?
You want to go home early today? Or
I mean,
get
maybe
out
there is a plot twist.
That's true. What if it's based on a true story?
I mean, we don't know.
Inspired by a true story. Just part of it.
We were
it's the Disney ending. He gets out and it's his second
it's
chance
like,
and he's changed
he
the world.
No,
oh, it's the ending for... Once Upon a Time in Las Vegas. Have you
Hollywood?
Seen that?
I haven't seen
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Hollywood. Sorry,
I also
Hollywood.
Haven't seen it, but now no. I know the ending. Aaron Hernandez is alive.
Lives.
No, the Sharon Tate lives is the ending.
I don't.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even realize she was in the. Like, that was. I have no
it's
idea.
Based
what
around
that,
the Charles
oh, it is, okay,
Manson.
So, yeah,
murders.
I've honestly did not have a clue, like, any what that movie was. Just anything about the
spoiled
movie.
That.
Like, what it was about.
I apologize.
Or,
yeah.
Does that matter? Is that the point of the movie? Is the point of the movie, can we keep her alive? That sort of feels a little tangential. But again, I have not seen the film.
Yeah, no, that was it. It's Quentin Tarantino. It's a different spin. You know, he does...
Sure.
What, mm-hmm. he did a different spin on Inglourious Basterds, right?
I also have not seen that.
I did not know that. I also have not seen that.
What happens at the end? Nazis win? Nazis are actually
killed
the whole time.
I didn't know that there was like a...
But Hitler goes down in a different way.
Oh.
Okay. George Clooney was in that movie.
Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah, which one?
Brad Pitt was.
Brad Pitt, that's who I'm thinking of.
Brad Pitt was in both.
Those
was,
two get very mixed up all the time, George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Sure. Yes, Hitler he's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood as well.
Is Hitler doing like an interpretive dance and he like sprains his ankle and he doesn't want any
that's
technology
it.
In him so he just
that's
put him
it.
Down?
That's
wow.
it.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
What a spin.
Last week after the show, I was talking to you about this week and you're like, oh, you know, next we'll figure it out, but next Friday I could be in Baltimore. And that changed really
that
quickly.
Changed.
Mm-hmm. That I mean, that feels like a long time ago. That was a week. That feels like that happened six months
it
ago.
It does, man. I we were watching the Titans-Ravens game Saturday. I was never a bigger fan of another team
yes.
than I was of the Titans that
yes.
game. And, you know, not just for my own personal game. I don't have to go to Baltimore for like 4 or 5 days. But also for, you know, the Chiefs and how this is... I've described it as a happy, fun slide all the way to the Super Bowl.
A happy, fun slide.
Now, listen, it's always going to be hard. It's always going to be hard mm-hmm. getting to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But I would offer that it's never going to be this easy.
Explain.
Especially
unpack
for the Chiefs.
This. Unpack this.
Well,
for me.
First of all, a few weeks ago, the Chiefs were going to be the 3 seed, have to host the Titans in the
yep.
first round,
yep.
and then go on the road for 2 games.
Yep.
So the fate has landed... the Chiefs way, right, mm-hmm. to where now you get a bye, mm-hmm. and you have 2 home games against the Texans and the Titans.
AFC South.
At any point in the last calendar year,
mm-hmm.
or in the history of organized football, had I told you, even before the Texans and Titans existed, the Chiefs could play the Texans and Titans at home to get to the Super Bowl, how quickly would you have signed up for that?
As quickly as I would sign up for the credit card on my pinky.
As quickly as possible.
Yes.
Credit card and pinky quickness right
yes
there, right
yeah absolutely
and so that's why I say it's never gonna be this easy mm-hmm. right you're never mm-hmm. gonna have less games to get there it's never
right.
gonna be one
mm-hmm.
game
right
the fewest you can have is 2 and the best you can do is 2 home games and that's what they have and these to have these 2 teams one's a 6 seed right it could I guess get easier having a 5 and a 6 seed technically but this is a happy, fun slide to the Super Bowl.
I like that.
It's not that it's going to be easy. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But this is going to be the easiest hard ever.
They could honestly like get through a full playoffs.
That's an interesting sentence you said, Mick.
It's the easiest hard ever.
Easiest.
Mark that.
That yep. sounds like a movie. Like, you know, The Biggest Short?
Yeah.
Like, that's the new movie.
Yeah. The easiest hard or the big fun slide?
Yeah.
It
makes you
sequels?
Think. Yeah.
It is crazy that they could go through a playoffs facing Deshaun Watson, who is like, who is a legitimate good starting quarterback and mm-hmm. young and upcoming, and then Ryan Tannehill and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, that could
pretty
be
good.
The quarterbacks that they face
yeah,
in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And,
that is wild to think about.
Or you could go through the Texans defense, then the Titans defense,
mm-hmm.
12th, I think, in the league, something
yeah.
like that. And then the Packers defense.
Yeah.
Who were almost beaten by the Chiefs and Matt Moore.
And Matt Moore. Matt Moore almost did this.
Yep.
It's a happy fun slide. Now, listen. Again, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's difficult. This team beat you already.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in the grand scheme of things. Now, the last time I said happy fun slide, because it's a term of mine. I coined it.
Go ahead.
Was 2011 with KU to the Final Four.
Oh, no.
Remember when they had all double-digit seeds except
yeah.
for the 9. They played the lowest possible seeds all the way to the Elite Eight, and then they lost to the 11 seed, right? VCU
yeah, yeah.
was
yeah.
the 11 seed. And I said, I was in San Antonio.
No more happy
this
fun slide.
This is a happy
slide.
Fun slide to
no
the Final Four,
more happy
four, guys.
Fun slide.
And that was one of the best KU teams ever. And then like, VCU didn't miss a three.
Yeah.
So, am I jinxing it? Probably. But still, happy fun slide.
Derrick Henry will now run for 300 yards and 5 touchdowns
they'll still
and
lose.
Somehow run the game and win the game.
They'll still lose.
I think he can run for 200 and it can be fine.
100% yeah. agree.
Right.
Are you over the guy who left the game early and... I just expected that result from you. I just expected that noise. I hadn't asked you about this ahead of time or anything.
Here's the deal.
I expected that from you.
There's a formula now to get your 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
And I don't know if he knew it beforehand or if he was just, that's it. I mean, I could tell you in any game, okay, this is how you're going to get on the Ellen Show.
Yep.
Do this. Post this. Mm-hmm. It's going to go viral. You're going to be famous.
He definitely did that with the with the belief that I'm going
yeah, otherwise
to.
Otherwise, you don't film
yeah,
it.
Otherwise,
yeah,
because
sure.
otherwise, like on ESPN Daily yesterday, Mina Kimes talked about him. Like, he's, yeah, it's.
He's got Nebraska it's Furniture Mart showed up, was putting a TV on his wall and a new chair so he could be yeah. comfortable watching. And by yeah. the way, no problem at all with him capitalizing off this as much as possible.
You have to.
God bless you. Get your TV. Get your custom T-shirts. Get your Twitter followers. Do all of that. But also, like, I'm kind of done.
Well,
done with it.
I was aware of it almost right when it happened. Kevin Holmes knows the guy. I think he follows him on Twitter. He's like, hey, look at this guy. I'm like, he's going to go viral.
Yeah, retweet that and this will go viral.
And then sure enough, 15, 20 minutes later, it's on like Bleacher Report or something like that. Then he gets picked up. Kevin ends up reaching out to him, does the story that night.
Yep.
Sunday night, he comes into 41 Action News. Was it Bad Luck Chuck is his name now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big Buck Chuck to Bad Luck Chuck. So, yeah. What was it last year? Last year was the guy that... might have been like a homeless guy that pulled over and helped out Jeff Allen.
Yeah.
Whose car was
yeah.
broken down
yep.
on the way to either yeah. the Colts game or the Patriots game. I can't remember.
Yep,
I think
you're
it was 100% the
Colts. Right.
That was him. I'm like, he's going.
Picture with him and a dog. The dog really elevates it. That's you're going to
It absolutely
yeah,
does.
If you
it absolutely
a,
does.
If you have a good boy next to you,
small
like you're.
You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Whatever
you,
level
yeah.
you would have been at, you just increase a couple levels.
Rudy,
it just takes.
Rudy, some constructive criticism. You got to stop talking over Mick whenever he says really dumb bleep that we could use as a line. Okay? He just gave you a whole, he's a good boy. What a
you're
good
a good boy. You're a boy. Yeah, you're a good boy.
See, when that happens, you just got to dive. You got to get out of the way of the freight train. It's like Juan Thornhill trying to tackle Derrick Henry in League 10. Just duck your head and just go to the ground.
Who's a boy? You're a boy. You're a good boy.
Mick Schaefer's a good boy. Here on Sports
I say that to
10.
My own dog who's female.
That's fair. Good girl. Yeah. Well, good girl's alliterative. It just very. It's. It becomes too. It becomes saying goo goo.
It sounds weird though.
It becomes yeah. saying goo goo.
You're a good girl.
A good girl.
You're a good girl.
Good girl.
Okay, I could maybe pull that off.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll work
it's
on
just
it tonight.
G U G U by the end.
Sonny, if you're listening at home,
woof.
In the house where we don't really listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
podcast for.
I'm gonna recognize your gender when we get home.
Shout out to Sonny because she's a good girl.
She's a good girl. You're a girl. You're a good girl.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Yeah, no, I get it, guys. Yeah, I got a long, stupid, sometimes fat face with a dumb nose. Yeah, I get it.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
So we talked about Mick Schaefer's here.
Yep.
Do I need to bring that up again?
Everybody knows.
We've got lots of liners for you now that are all good at incriminating in different ways. It's Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News. We talked last segment about the preparations to potentially go to Baltimore and then how excited you were as Tennessee was winning that game, ensuring either no game or home game this week.
Is it possible the Super Bowl cannot be in Miami and maybe like in Arrowhead? I haven't checked the NFL rules yet.
Look outside.
Yeah.
Look outside. It's going to go to Miami. It's going to stay there. We are never getting a Super Bowl in Kansas City, ever.
Well, we missed our chance with the rolling roof.
Give global warming 30 more years. It's going to be 90 and sunny outside every day.
Without the continuing help of climate change.
It's not global warming anymore, Rudy. It's climate change because it covers everything. It covers the areas where it's getting colder, too.
Yeah, right.
I like that.
It's just sort of eternal nightmares happening around the globe 24/7. Let's do a history lesson with Nick Schaefer.
Okay.
Why didn't the rolling roof pass?
Because they say it wasn't explained well enough, and I guess I'll go with that. It was a tax, I believe, on businesses who brought in their exports from outside of Jackson County. So basically if you ran a business and you needed to bring in equipment, resources, whatever, they wanted you to stay in Jackson. If you didn't, they would tax you on that. That was going to pay for. So it wasn't like everybody's going to pay this tax or sales tax going up to 12% or something like that or property tax or any sort of, it wasn't even a hotel, right? And which the hotels always get dinged, right? And airport flight taxes, all that stuff. It was going to be on that. And I thought that's a layup. That should have passed because that's not on you and me. And if you do own a small business, you keep it inside Jackson County, you're going to have to pay towards that. But no, it didn't pass, unfortunately. Could have had a final four by now, too.
Yeah.
That was the plan, to have a final four, too.
I didn't even thought about that. Yeah, we bleeped that one up real bad. Mm-hmm. Should have done that.
Totes.
It's too cold. So you were excited, obviously, to not have to go spend several days in Baltimore, scenic Baltimore.
Be more.
What was the emotional? Wire. Is that? I mean, if you're from Baltimore, you have to freaking hate The Wire, right?
Yeah,
at this point,
We stayed for the 2014 ALCS. Stayed in a neighborhood where they shot a lot of scenes for The Wire. We booked late.
Yeah,
there were bars on the hotel downtown on the hotel windows.
That seems good.
Yeah. No,
seems like a good time.
It just added security.
Yeah. But
they kind of hate it. It's like Breaking Bad for all those meth users. You hate being stereotyped that way. You'd rather have a fair shake. What was the emotional up and down like for you? You were at the game, yeah.
Yeah.
So in the press box and then also in your soul. The first quarter, what's his name leaves. The second quarter happens, and it literally they are down 21 at the end of the first, and they are winning at halftime.
Yeah.
How did you process that?
Listen, I am a Chiefs fan. How I should be, and I think how everybody should be a fan of their team. I want them to win, but I can take a loss, right? When I'm with Oklahoma State, after a year, I can maybe take that loss. There's some losses that are still with me. So
still with you?
Oh my God, 2013 Oklahoma.
I say anytime.
2011 Iowa State. Yeah, a lot. Not anytime to Oklahoma, but I mean, there's a lot to choose from.
Big golf loss that still haunts you.
There was a big golf loss this year. Yeah, the national championship.
I didn't know that.
It's ridiculous because they do stroke play, and we killed it. We won by 30 strokes in stroke play, but then they do match play to determine the winner and the loss. Anyway.
Stroke play.
So, yeah, no, I would have lived. I know there's a lot of people that would not have wanted to after that. But it was amazing. I appreciated the history.
Sure.
Because we've all seen enough football games. We all know. Was 28 the biggest comeback? Right? Was that what? Was that Frank Reich in over the?
That seems right.
Or was maybe
it was
30. Yeah. It was maybe 35. I don't know. Something like that.
It was a lot.
And 24 is a ton. Andy Reid is giving up 28, and that was historic. And then he also gave him 18. So you knew it was possible, but like, man, and it's early. The one prescient thing I did say at the end of the first quarter, I said, thank God this is a league where 9 times out of 10, the first quarter looks nothing like the next 3 quarters.
Yeah, that's true.
And especially with the Chiefs. I'm like, when they get up to a huge lead in the first quarter, I'm like, all right, hold on, get ready to hold on for a 3-point win.
Right.
And that's how it works out 9 times out of 10. So, and then I was surprised they erased the lead. I was flabbergasted that they did it that quickly.
Yeah.
That was unreal.
To do it all in one quarter.
It took a bumbling Texans team to match the bumbling Chiefs team of the first quarter. I was like, is there like a 70-mile-an-hour gale force wind coming from the north that I'm not privy to, that I can't see? I mean, the flags are not like going crazy, but once they flipped the field, that team going north was just, it was like a high school team.
Yeah. What do you have a theory on first quarter looking very different? Like, we all talk all the time about Andy Reid's first set of scripted plays and stuff like that. Yeah, we've talked a lot about them getting up in with a big lead and then taking their foot off the gas and everything. Does any of that resonate with you?
It does. I think it was the Chiefs were in desperation mode. I mean, you're down 24-0, and I think they were just unleashed. They were Danny unleashed. Okay.
They were just saying things like stroke play.
They were.
Yeah.
Full throat, right? Stuff like that.
See how Rudy and I are getting better at stepping away from the mic whenever we feel that one of those coming?
Much better.
Turn away.
What was it? 30 out of 31 plays they threw the ball?
Yes. Yeah. They ran the ball one time in the second quarter for, I believe, a loss of 2 yards.
I'll tell you, going into that game, I was less confident than most people, and I was not a huge believer this Chiefs team could win the Super Bowl. After that game, I think it's theirs for the taking. Because I saw the offense. I saw maybe a better version of the offense from last year.
Yeah.
They never did 7 straight scoring drives.
Right.
Not even that Rams game.
Nobody does that.
No, 7 straight, sorry, touchdown drives.
Yeah.
I mean, that was unreal. And like, yes, that makes sense.
Yes.
Those guys, I can see them doing that.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for that all year, and it was almost like, okay, this is now or never. Unleash them. Danny style.
And it wasn't
they
even,
were.
It wasn't even as if like some of their other big receivers had huge. Like, Travis Kelce had the huge game, but then it's Damian Williams and it's Blake Bell.
It wasn't
as if like Tyreek Hill had the other three times. Like,
Tyreek Hill's maybe the fifth best game on that offense.
Yeah. With the hitting the high octane level, right? We're not surprised to see it because we saw it many times last year. But last year, all the 50-point games were losses, which is crazy, but
unreal.
Do you feel like there was an evolution?
That's the first time Patrick scored 50 points
in
one.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Out of three times total?
I think he's now 1-2 when scoring 50 points. Yeah, it's not great. do you think that there was offensive evolution there, or they finally felt like they were in a place where they needed to put up 50? Was it fluky? Yeah. How do you parse that?
I think it was desperation mode, and I don't know if he was maybe audibling out some calls, but I think it was, I'm like, this is 24-0. And look, the defense wasn't awful, but at 24-0, you were like, okay, this team, I think the Chiefs can get to 31, but that's not going to be enough, right? Mm-hmm. I would have guessed that the Texans were going to score at least 14, maybe 17 more points.
For sure. Defense ended up being better than that. But
great.
But ultimately, that was a surprise.
It was great. So, and I imagine they were thinking something along those lines. And, like, we got to score. And look, the Texans helped tremendously.
Yes.
You don't score 3 touchdowns in 3 minutes without huge mistakes. And there were 2 huge mistakes on special teams from the Texans to allow that to happen. So that participated. And look, I mean, was that like 3 times on Chiefs drives? I don't know if it was all on third down. They were extended by Texan penalties in the back end on PIs, which were PIs because those guys were desperate
were
at that
beat.
Point.
Yeah.
They were beat. I mean, they couldn't stay up with Tyreek. They couldn't stay up with Travis Kelce. My old sports director works down in Houston now, and he told me before the game it was Johnson was
Lonnie
the one
Johnson.
Covering
Kentucky
Kelce.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry about
he
that.
He had a rough day.
He picked up the fumble though for the touchdown.
Yeah, he did
score
the touchdown. So like it started off really good.
He told me he's like, look. They got injuries. Lonnie Johnson's got to cover Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce, and he's not going to be able to do it. And he was right.
Yeah, a great start for him, but man, life came at him fast.
Like,
he went
fast.
From scoring a touchdown to giving up 3 to Travis Kelce.
Yeah. So that the Texans helped tremendously, but I said I like everybody on Monday, it seemed like the big story wasn't the Chiefs' comeback; it was the Texans' collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a collapse to some degree, but look, and they kept blaming on the fake punt and all that. Even if they pick up the fake punt, or if they punt there, I think the Chiefs win.
Yeah, right?
Even if they march down and have a drive, make a kick, I think the Chiefs win. You don't you don't go seven straight scoring, you know, touchdown drives and then allow only one score defensively on your last nine drives.
Yeah.
And you're not the better team. At some point, the Chiefs were going to take a stranglehold on that game. It just happened at the, I guess, the fake punt and in that second quarter. But I think that was far less Texans and way more Chiefs.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So, do you feel equally confident about the Titans? You said you think that this is
more
for the taking.
I do. I watch NFL Network. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, they'll replay big games.
They were playing it last night during a show.
It.
They were playing.
I could not believe it. So
I know.
It's,
yes,
I'd forgotten all the crap that had to happen for the Chiefs to lose that game.
Yes, yeah.
It was 4th and 17.
Yes,
Titans. I don't know how they're in the same division.
I do it every time,
all the time. 4th, and it doesn't help that the Titans used to be in Houston and all that stuff. So, 4th and 17, a buck 50 left. I'm like, well, the Titans must pick this up. Here comes a Breland defensive pass interference or something like that, and it's incomplete. And the Chiefs get the ball. I'm like, what? I thought they lost this game. How's that? How did they lose?
That play happened, and then here the studio live. I went to the bathroom. We were like, all right, game's over. I'm gonna pee before we start the post game show. Mm-hmm. I left the studio and then came back and saw the meltdown.
It was. I'm like, oh yeah. They had three. They have three timeouts left, and the Chiefs don't get another first down. I forgot. Okay, they ran
the Blake Bell,
and
yeah.
People got all upset about that.
Yeah,
but so many things, and then the botched field goal. The look on Colquitt's face.
That also struck us last night.
Yeah,
he was way more pissed than I remember him being.
Oh, he was
on the
way
rewatch.
Yeah.
He was not pleased with how that had gone.
I was upset nobody asked him about that yesterday. How do you not go back to that?
Yeah.
His first career, I think it's his only career pass in the NFL.
Someone in that room really should have grown up and said something.
Yeah.
I was in the room.
Well,
I didn't say anything.
Well, if you had a question in that room, there was a 1 in 10 chance you're going to get called upon.
Yeah.
Thank God they brought Patrick back on yesterday again.
It was.
Because he had 7 questions the first day, and 3 were about Tyrann Mathieu.
That checks out. I believe that to be true. Tyrann Mathieu has been a real darling this year for everybody, for all of us, because he talks.
Yeah.
He talks to the media.
And he's really good at football.
He's good at talking. He's good at football. He's willing to talk and play football. He tweets. He's fun to watch and listen to. The Chiefs just trot him out there with coordinators. Say, yeah, Tyrann will talk to you guys. Yeah, sure. We don't give a bleep. Go ahead.
We'll get him one-on-one. We'll get one-on-one. Yeah. You want Tyrann? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure. You want to go bowling with Tyrann after practice? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
We can arrange that. We can make that happen. He's more of a putt-putt guy, but we can make that happen.
You know what? Mini golf? We can do mini golf. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. He'll buy the fries. You buy the drink. Sure. Absolutely. Let's
You're
go.
Right, though, man.
So we've gotten a lot of questions and stories about Tyrann Mathieu. Mm-hmm. This is not shade filled, because there was one that went up this week from Nate Taylor that's about Tyrann Mathieu and Dan Sorensen that I thought was really, really good. But I think there's a good Tyrann Mathieu story that comes out once a week and has since like week 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If not week 0, if not the preseason. And that's just where we're at this point.
Yeah. Man, I get it. There's a lot of other media just kind of getting to it, but.
Sure.
But yeah, we've done those.
We've done them.
We've done those. Yeah.
You can just share.
Patrick, talk about something else. By the way, Witten and God bless her. I tasked Haley with getting in the question, and she never got called upon. The most amazing stat to me: the only two quarterbacks in Big 12 history who have ever won an NFL playoff game are playing at Arrowhead on Sunday.
Wow!
What?
Really?
The only two Big 12 quarterbacks who have ever won
NFL
postseason game. Not a big game. Not a Super Bowl.
No, just a playoff game.
A playoff game are facing each other Sunday at Arrowhead.
Wow.
Like, now, I'm sitting here thinking about how I can prove you wrong, and I'm not going to, because you're right. I'm confident.
I might be able to prove him wrong.
No, you won't.
Now, is this actually the first time a Big 12 quarterback and receiver have ever played?
See, because Ryan Tannehill
was a receiver.
He was really,
He did play quarterback for a year. But he's really a receiver.
Well, he was drafted 8th overall as a quarterback.
It takes eight years to transition
And a lot of people are like, oh, hey, dude, A&M's in the SEC. Well, they weren't when he played, okay?
Yeah. But the fact that Patrick Mahomes is the only – well, hold on. Is he the only quarterback that is currently in the Big 12, of a team that's currently in the Big 12 that's won a playoff game?
Yes. Last year when he beat the Colts, that was all the articles that came out. He is the first Big 12 quarterback to win a game.
Wow. I mean, because think about all the guys that come out of the Big 12.
There have been 5 Big 12 Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks, and none of them have won an NFL postseason game.
Bradford went 1-1. Well, where did everyone else get drafted?
There's 3-1-1s. There's Kyler and there's Baker.
Baker, Kyler.
Yeah, right, those are so recent. Oh,
Jason White.
Over them.
Shocker. He never.
I mean,
won
I would
one.
Even thought like there would just been
RG3.
A year where like
RG3, 0-1
yeah,
in the playoffs,
one.
Or even just like there would have been like some wild card game where Big Ben was a little banged up and Landry
now this
Jones
is starting quarterbacks
wild...
like Colt McCoy's been
doesn't
on
count.
A the bench yeah. holding a clipboard.
But you would thought like maybe there was like one Landry Jones like it's a wild card game. Big Ben sitting for whatever reason they just roll out some win or
do you sit a guy in a wild card game?
I mean like. Hurt like if he's hurt.
Oh yeah,
like if
you gotta
like,
say Big Ben
was hurt before
big
game. Like
nope,
that's incredible.
Like you just think with all the guys that come out of Big 12,
no Landry Jones. I was, and I've checked this with so many people. I'm 99.9999% sure. Blair Kirchhoff says it, so I
can't
enough for me.
It's true.
Think of it.
And then all the articles last year that Patrick was the first to do it.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, man, there wasn't like a Seneca Wallace or a Sage Rosenfels didn't
just
fall right, into
got
one, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag clones. But no. No.
That's excellent.
What about those KU quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Never quite.
Zach Wagner.
Actually, believe it or not, no KU players ever won an NFL playoff game.
Yeah,
I know that
weird.
Seems impossible, but... it's actually true. Nick Schaefer, 41 Action News, is with us. Whenever we come back, I'm going to ask you to explain buzzers and wires in baseball.
Oh my God.
And how in you are on this conspiracy theory. We'll talk to Nick about that next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
The more dead puppies there are in the world, the more that's going to dilute the cuteness of the puppies that we have right now. Less puppies means more cute, okay? They said it in Incredibles.
On Sports Radio 810, WHB.
Last segment of the show, of the week, of the Chiefs not playing an AFC Championship game yet this year. We're doing it with Nick Schaefer, 41
you know,
Action News.
Just 7 more sleeps until the game. I nap a lot.
Seven I knew was too, like, there were too many for the
AFC.
So then I started thinking to myself, well, maybe he's just not sleeping enough and it's the Super Bowl? Like, he's working two days at a time.
7 more sleeps till the AFC Championship. Big nap guy.
Big nap guy.
I wish. I'm not, though.
I've got 7 more hours of sleep before the AFC Championship.
I have about 5 before the Super Bowl.
Sunday is going to be bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Saturday night it's going to be bananas because we have pregame that starts with me at 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Here's the
here
deal
on 810. We're going overnight, baby.
Here's the deal.
What's the deal?
Last year the AFC Championship game was the second game on Sunday, correct?
It was.
Yeah.
It started like at 6.
Yeah.
It starts at 2.
Sure does.
If the Chiefs win,
oh,
that's a lot of hours of celebration.
It
celebration
sure
is what I like to call it.
What a lot of what?
Celebration. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I wish everyone could have seen the face that you made. You said
serious face.
Celebration.
So, I mean, it could be bananas. Okay.
Did you just curse a second ago? You almost
so,
cursed?
Did I?
I got very close to
it. Sounded like this could be bananas, what I heard.
No. Before that. That's
before
all right.
That,
I might have made like the.
You made the mouth movement of a curse for sure. I got nervous. We're good. We're on the air. Everything's fine.
Yeah, no. No, it's. That's how serious I am right now. I'm almost cursing.
You are almost.
That's how bananas it could be. It's so bananas that I could cuss on the radio 2 days before it.
Are you prepared for a Super Bowl parade? Let's just get way far in advance. What would that be like?
We were talking about that. So the Royals turned around. By the way, Demi Lovato singing the national anthem. She also sang the national anthem for Game 4 of the World Series in 2015 in New York, wearing Chiefs red.
It's all happening.
It's all happening. So,
Demi Lovato song.
I guarantee I've heard of a lot of them.
Remembering
song names.
I only have a 10 in
love
my
you,
wallet, and I don't
love
want...
Love you more?
I don't
want to
bet you that $10. I'll
can't.
Give you my driver's license if you can name a Demi Lovato song.
He's got it in his left pinky already.
I'll give you my pinky.
You can have my pinky license.
That's my cash now. So, what were we talking about?
Baseball.
Parade. So
yes,
baseball turned it around from a Sunday to a Tuesday, correct? Wasn't it on Tuesday?
I think it was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Can it be turned around that quick for a Super Bowl party? I don't know. I'm speaking from inexperience. I've never covered a Super Bowl, never Yeah. Only covered one parade.
This is uncharted territory.
Uncharted territory.
We've never even had been in a situation where we thought a parade might be coming because we were playing in the Super Bowl. Nope.
Last year, maybe they talked about it a little bit.
If they win, I'm sure that I bet the city has the plan in place now, honestly.
The city probably does.
Kathy Nelson's in charge of that. She's got that under control.
Email us, Kathy.
Who would have more people at the parade, Royals or Chiefs?
I thought you were going to say Royals or 810. Because the answer will be 810.
Yes.
Because everyone who's ever worked for us will be there for that. The Chiefs would turn out more. Yeah. The weather would be worse.
What number are you going to settle on for the Royals parade last time around? 300,000, 400,000? There were 800,000 people there.
In the words
of Willie Wilson, I didn't know that many people lived in this town.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty easy 2.4 million.
Right. Yeah, minimum.
Like, yeah.
We've got like 3 minutes. I want to talk to you about baseball burning down, just absolutely on fire. 10% of the managers in the league have been canned.
Yeah.
The Astros are stealing signs. It's taking down everybody. Now we have Carlos Beltran's niece, who is absolutely not Carlos Beltran's niece, tweeting about wires on the players. But then you get Trevor Bauer and who else? Tommy Pham. They were tweeting about hearing about the buzzers. Tommy Pham had the little picture of a circle, maybe a little something up here on the shoulder underneath the jersey. Altuve has the game winner and is holding his jersey together saying, "Don't tear my jersey off. Don't tear my jersey off." Mm-hmm. What level of in on the conspiracy are you? Not the stuff you've seen already.
No, I'm all in. I mean, there's a lot of smoke there. And burn them down.
Just burn it down. Expansion draft? Something like that. Close on the Astros?
Honestly, Pete Rose bet on his own team and, like you said, was murdered.
They pulled him out into the streets of Cooperstown and just blew his brains out.
Yes.
It has to be public. It had to be a public execution. They're trying to set an example here. So, this is what happened.
It was like
here.
In the Hunger Games. Yes. Like, yes.
So I was talking to a buddy, huge Royals fan, and he brought up, I don't know if I have time to bring up the schedule, probably should have brought this up in our planning meeting for this hour.
We got 2 solid minutes.
So he was saying, hey, late in that 2017 season, the Royals went to the Astros, got swept, and the Royals missed the playoffs by, what, a couple games?
Yeah. Sure.
This affects so many things, so many people, so many teams, so many players, livelihoods, paychecks, all that stuff. Burn them down.
What would you, if the wire thing is, the other thing we were talking about this a little bit during the break.
It's bad enough before the wire thing, but at the wire thing, that's the biggest, that's worse than the Black Sox.
It seems.
Although they threw it.
Yeah, but this one is like, and so for me, like I was at a level with like signs stealing air quotes.
They affected negatively all these other teams.
That's, you know what? That's a good point.
The Black Sox just affected their own team negatively.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And sign stealing as a thing, it doesn't really move the needle for me. You bring in like the technology though, and the monitors and the dugout.
You gotta draw
a
line somewhere, and I agree, it should be at technology.
Which is why I'm not gonna put all my fingers. I put tricks on my fingers. The buzzer thing is so next level though. Yeah. If that actually happened. You are automating baseball. They just need to put on like some cybernetic sleeves and just let a robot swing for them or not. Like it really is completely insane.
By the way, how different are the ways that they were stealing signs so far? You got the archaic banging of the trash can, right?
Yes.
This is cavemen out there.
Yeah.
And then you have the future basically with buzzers on their chest. Do you think like, what is it, all those, is it the Geico commercials now or some of the Ellen's vision, like when the guy's about to go out in the water to get the fruit. There's monsters in there. What if we got like made like a vessel that we could float across? Nah, just do it.
Just go.
You think after the banging of the trash cans, they're like, what do you think? Like, I don't know, just made a buzzer or something like that. You know, join the 1900s, you know, and then did that.
Also, first of all, it is even more egregious, obviously, and they would not have gotten caught. People heard the drum banging.
Yeah.
Like, that was, and the one, who was the pitcher that also broke Giancarlo Stanton's face?
Oh, who broke?
Mike Fiers?
Yeah,
Mike Fiers.
Yeah, Fiers.
I'm learning baseball names from this game. Maybe he would have said something anyway, but they probably don't have enough evidence unless they have bang, 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 and they could have just gone buzzers and cheated way more efficiently. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Whenever the Patriots, they're late, whatever, the most recent cheat thing comes out with them, I think, okay, who else is doing it? And so I think that with baseball, too, if it's this elaborate in Houston, there has to be, at least in my mind, at least a couple other clubs that were trying something similar to this. What's it, the, I can't remember the park. It's the guy in white, supposedly, who's out in center field.
Oh,
always.
Is that, what, Toronto?
Maybe, but there's this mysterious guy in white who's always in the batter's eye in center field, supposedly always tipping pitches.
I think it's Toronto. I think, because Toronto's always been, like, accused, like, because you guys go there and all of a sudden they can hit 40 home runs.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Canadian air.
Yeah.
That's Canadian. It's
a little different.
Indoors.
In their dome.
Yeah. All right, Mick. So next, when we talk to you next week, we're going to be talking about the Chiefs getting ready for a Super Bowl. Going to have a bye week.
I might be on the phone from Miami.
Next week? Oh, are you spending the full week next?
Oh, more than a week.
Oh, man. All right, well, listen.
It's Miami.
If you're in Miami.
By the way, I looked it up. It is Miami, ice. Florida, and not Miami, Oklahoma.
Ohio?
Miami, Ohio is not in. That's not the town name. I think it's just the school name.
Is there a Miami, Oklahoma?
Oh, God, yeah. That's where everybody goes to get married for the second time and to gamble. And to maybe gamble and then, like, an impromptu marriage. At least people from my hometown.
We've got Chiefs coverage next.
Look it up.
We can run this late.
Look it up.
Miami, Oklahoma is the Vegas of the Midwest.
Vegas of northeastern Oklahoma.
is Miami, Oklahoma the Branson of northeastern Oklahoma?
It is, which is, I mean, weird because Branson's like an hour and a half away.
Also.
Maybe two.
Branson. Been once, so overrated.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it depends on who you're talking to. I mean,
do you have a good? I imagine you can find a good time.
So
in Branson.
I always make it clear. I've been to Branson for kids' baseball tournaments.
I'm sorry, Beards, for how long this is going.
Yeah,
I need the story.
And
no, I need this. Go ahead.
But every year we go to Table Rock, which is the lake next to Branson.
Right.
But I make it clear to everybody we are going to Table Rock.
Yes.
We will not set foot in Branson.
You come back bronzed and toned and a little hungover after every.
It's funny.
Rock
yeah,
trip.
Branson and then Table Rock is considered like the cleanest lake in like a 7-state area. But then there's Branson right next to it.
Right.
Yeah, the cleanest lake ever. And then Branson. And then Branson.
Just sort of about the cloud behind around Pigpen and Charlie
That's
Brown.
That's it, yes, yeah.
I imagine. Just, Branson is dirty Las Vegas. And if you hear me say that sentence, you might go, wait a second.
Is
that seems
Vegas dirty? Yeah.
Yeah. No, you heard me. That might not be true. Is it boring Las Vegas? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. We're significantly out of time. Would you like to apologize to the people of Branson?
Sorry, people of Branson.
I don't like your city very much. I think it's overrated. It's probably fine. Yeah.
Can I say bye to your mom?
Not yet. Go ahead and say bye to my mom and the people of Branson forever because they're turning off the show and never coming back.
All right. Bye, people of Branson, and see you later, Michelle.
No! Stop that!
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.